Okay. Today's daf is daf tetzayin in Makos. We're back back on Tetzvav, and we get the chance today to start the sugya from the beginning. Okay. One of the more exciting and interesting sugyas that takes place in the third parak of Makos is this what we're about to embark on. It's called the Lav Anitak La'aseh, a love that has an aseh that repairs it. I mentioned yesterday in the introduction, for a negative prohibition, so the punishment is makos. If you can undo the law that you did, so then there's no reason to get makos because you undid it. So we're going to talk about a handful of different mitzvahs in the Torah, and it's really just a small number. Handful of mitzvahs in the Torah where it's lav anitak la'aseh, where the Torah says that after you violate a law, there's a way to undo that which you did. Okay, we'll go through the examples as we go through the sugya. We're going to go through the sugya inside. We'll start on the just in the Gemara itself on Yudalam and Beis towards the bottom of the page. It's the last two lines in the page. Amar Rabba Barachana Rav Yochanan Kolosa Se Shekidmo Ase Lokan Alav. So Rav Yochanan starts off by saying when the Losa Ase comes in front of the Ase, you're going to get Malkus. Now Rashi on that statement of Rav Yochanan says that when we're talking about the Losa Ase coming before the Ase, we do not mean in the Torah the lo sa'aseh is written before the aseh. That's not the critical point. The critical point, says Rashi, is that the lo sa'aseh had to have existed before the aseh. Or to put it otherwise, before you violated the law, there was never an aseh. Okay? Example. Heishif as agzela. I steal an item. The Torah says I have to return the item that which I stole. The heishif as agzela. I certainly cannot do the mitzvah of heishif as agzela until after I steal. In other words, clearly I need to first steal, then we could talk about Veheshev as Exela, returning the lost item. Okay? So it's an excellent example, and that's certainly what we mean over here when we talk about the love has to precede the Aseh. Okay? That's the way Rashi explains it. That's for right now, that'll work. Amru lo. Okay, now follow, because we're back in the Gemara. And we're turning the page. Now on the top of Tezvav HaMed Aleph. Amru lo, amart. So they say to Rav Yochanan, did you really say that? Amaluhu lo. So Rav Yochanan denies. It's a funny denial, right? He said it. You know, see, sometimes certain things come out of our mouths. You know, we want to take them back, but, you know, we said it. So amar lo hu. So he says to them, lo. I didn't say it. Amar Rabba. Now, Chalila, God forbid, he's not lying over here. We'll understand. Right, right. He said it. It's just that right now, if given the opportunity, he'd like to retract from saying it. Okay? Amar Rabba. So Rabba points to Rav Yochanan. Hello, Kim Amra. Uksiva Vitanina. So Rabba points his finger at Rav Yochanan and he says, you said it. You did say it. And not only did you say it, it's written in Chumash. We have a Mishnah that goes with it, and it all works out. Because it says in the pasuk, Ksiva, it says in the pasuk, Vayishach menachem that you have to send out the following people from the machane, those people who are tamei, right? The beginning of Parshas Nasa talks about various people who, because of their state of tumah, has to be sent outside of the machane. V'lo yitamu es machaneihem. So that they do not contaminate the machana, the camps, the machana shechina. Tanina, okay, fine, that's the pasuk. The pasuk says you have to be sent out. Habala mikdash, tamei. Habala mikdash. I'm sorry. Lo yitamus machanem tanina, habala mikdash tamei. And we learned in our Mishnah, Habala Mikdash Tamei. When you go into the Mikdash, you become Tamei. You see in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah in Makos, in the first Mishnah in Makos, in the third Perek, one of the Makos that you're going to receive is going into the Beis HaMikdash. Correct? That's in fact, that's while Tamei. Tamei Shachos HaKodesh Habala Mikdash Tamei. So here you go. You're now Tamei. You're walking into the Beis HaMikdash while you're Tamei. And the Mishnah tells us you are going to receive Malkus. Okay?
Turn around and walk out.
Yeah. The Fine. Right.
Yeah, you have a positive before the negative.
Right. So there you have a scenario where the positive existed before the negative, correct? In other words, everyone stepped out of the machane, and there you're going to get malchus, right? If, however, the positive did not exist before the negative, so you're not going to get malchus. In other words, what you simply do is you rectify it with whatever the mitzvah say is that presents itself. Fine. Okay? So we have now Rav Yochanan making a statement. If the aseh existed before the los aseh, like being sent out of the Beis HaMikdash, you are going to get malchus. It's not a lav ani tak laseh. You are going to get malchus. Rav Yochanan said it. Rav Yochanan was challenged. Rav Yochanan then would like to retract from it. And Rava says, no, you said it, and not only did you say it, but it makes sense. And we know it makes sense because we find it in our Mishnah. Elamaitama kahadabe, mishum dekashya le'ones. What bothers Rav Yochanan? Why is Rav Yochanan, when presented with the question of did you say it, did Rav Yochanan say, no, I didn't say it? What was on his mind? What was on his mind is the mitzvah that is involved with a man rapes a woman. Titania. Onus shigirish im yisrael hu machzir ve'en aloke im kohen hu loke ve'en o machzir. Okay. We know the halacha goes like follows. Man rapes a woman, so it's obviously a heinous act, but it is, the Torah treats it like a case of bodily damage. Right? It's nezek. Right? However, in this case over here, it's not just nezek. I mean, it is nezek, it is bodily damage, but it's not just nezek. But the Torah says the following. If it's a man rapes a woman and she was a besula, so he has to pay chamishim kesef, he has to pay 50 shkalim, and he's got to marry her. And, right, lo yuchal shachal kol yamav. He can't divorce her. Okay? Fine. The Torah's way of dealing with the rapist. So, ones shigiresh. So, and by the way, this is not the third parak of Ksuvos, but you remember the third and fourth parakim of Ksuvos, where there the woman obviously has to want, has to be interested in getting married, right? Very often I get asked, a woman would want to marry that. Mm-hmm. And so, right back then, it was a different society, it was a different culture, right? Right, being married is security. Okay, so, right. So anyway, Onishigiresh. But right now we're learning Makos, so we're interested in one thing and one thing only, and that is the Parsha of Makos. We learned in the Mishnah over there, we're going to learn over here in our Mishnah later on, that if you have an Onis and he divorces his wife, Im Yisrael hu, so if he's a Yisrael, Machzir. Good. So now, Lo Yuchal Shachal Kol Yamav, he's not allowed to divorce her, and if he does, he takes her back. So it's a lav hanitak laseh. You have a scenario where the Torah says, lo yuchal shachal, you can't divorce her. And if you do, there's a way to rectify the situation. You just simply take her back. And you don't get malchus. Im kohen hu, loke ve'eino machzer. Now, if he's a kohen, there's a problem. She's a grusha. He shouldn't have divorced her. Understood. But he did. And now she's a grusha. And now a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. So, im kohen hu, so now he's going to get malchus. Okay? Fine. Tosus, by the way, just an interesting Tosfos. Tosus points out over here, Tosus is, you know, always asks such a type of question. It's a mitzvah saseh versus a mitzvah lo saseh. There's a negative prohibition of not marrying a grusha. There's a positive commandment of he has to marry her, right? The ma'anes has to marry the woman that he raped. So why don't we say the mitzvah saseh overrides the mitzvah lo saseh? So Tosus points out that over here it's not a strong assay. The woman could simply waive the assay. So not to say that she did, but just to show you that it's a weak assay. It's not a strong assay if the woman could just simply dismiss it and dispense with it. Anyway, back to the Gemara.
If he married her again, would he get lashes for that too?
Well, he married a grusha. The Kohen married a grusha, so that's a lav. Yeah, so he violated a lav by marrying her. And the children of that union is going to now become unfit Kohanim. So there's nothing gained by him marrying her. It's, you know, he violates a lav. The children won't be coming out good. So, okay.
Are we allowed to marry a grusha
satsmai? No. No, grusha is a grusha when it comes to the coin. Say misol machzav and aloke amai. So lo stase shekid muasehu vilulki. So the Gemara says. So wait a second. So the Gemara says. So I don't understand. And this is the question that bothered Rav Yochanan. And this is why Rav Yochanan wanted to retract. Over here, you have a lo stase. The lo stase came before the ase. And meanwhile, we learned over here that you're going to get malchus. I'm sorry, you don't get Malkus. Rav Yochanan says, based on what we learned already, the Aseh exists already, so it's not a Lav HaNitak LaAseh. It's just a regular Lav. What about the Aseh? The Aseh always existed. The Aseh was, go ahead and marry her. Right? The Los Aseh is, then don't divorce her. So if you divorce her, you have to remarry her. But that Aseh existed even beforehand. So this is not a lav anitak la'aseh. And what bothers Rav Yochanan now is that even if you're a Yisrael, and even if you have a chance of marrying her, but that marrying her, that remarrying her, is not going to be reparation for the fact that you divorced her. Right? Because that mitzvah existed even before you divorced her. So this is what bothered Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan doesn't understand why shouldn't he get Malkus? He should. Right? And that's why Rav Yochanan wanted to retract.
In this case, isn't there two lives and one?
What are the two lives?
In the first place, she wasn't supposed to. That's number one. That should count. I mean, the fact that the Kohen initially, you know, like the violated the virgin.
No, we're not bothered by the Kohen. The halacha by the Kohen is fine. Because the Kohen gets Malkus, which he ought. In other words, he violated the law. There's no way for him to repair what he undid. So that's it. So he's going to get Malkus. That doesn't bother Rav Yochanan. What bothers Rav Yochanan is the Yisroel. Yisroel is, the Mishnah tells us, we didn't see the Mishnah yet, Mishnah's coming up later on. The Mishnah tells us that he's not going to get Malkus because he could just simply marry her again. And Rav Yochanan's bothered by the fact, wait a second, but that mitzvah saseh existed before he violated the lo saseh. And in Rav Yochanan's view, he should be receiving Malkus.
Right? That's the fear of the Malkus, that's why he's remarrying her again?
Whatever the motivation is, that doesn't bother Rav Yochanan. What bothers Rav Yochanan is the simple fact that he doesn't get Malkus. Okay. So, Amar Ula, Lo Yamar Lo Si Ela Isha Ba'onez V'ligmar Mimotzi Shemra. So the Gemara now will spend the good part of this Amud, almost to the very bottom of the page, trying to come up with an answer to this predicament. How come it is that in the case of a man who marries his Anusa, the woman that he raped, and then divorces her, he's not subject to Malkus because he can remarry her? Rav Yochanan says, why should that be? That mitzvah of remarrying her existed even before he divorced her. So here we go now. We're going to spend solid Amud of Gemara from here to the bottom trying to develop an answer to this question. Amar Ula. Lo yomar lo si ela isha ba'onez. V'ligmar mimotzi shemra. This idea of having to stick it out with this woman. Lo si ela isha. Didn't need to say it by the case of onez because we have it in another place. We have it by motzi shemra. Uma motzi shemra shelo asa ma'isa. Now by motzi shemra, he didn't do anything. Meaning he married her, they had relations, and then the next morning he goes up and he starts libeling her, right? He starts defaming her, right? Defamation of character. And now I know it's speech, it's dibur, but that's not a maisa, right? And Amar Chmana Velosi Elisha. One of the punishments of our motzi shemra is that he stuck with her. He has to stay with her forever. Now asa, I'm sorry. So ones lo kol shekein. Now, if that's true by the person who didn't do anything, meaning Motzi Shemra, so by the case of the Ma'anei Slo Kol Shekein, how much more so, he stuck with her. So now, we have the Pasuk telling us, V'lo Se'el Yisha, we have it by the Ma'anei, we don't need it by the Ma'anei, because we already know the basic idea from the case of Motzi Shemra, Imeno Inyi Lafanav Teneo Linya La'achrav, She'im Giresh Yachzir. Now, what comes out? That if he's megarish, if he divorces her, yachzir. Ve'akati, onis mimotzi shemra lo gamar. So the Gemara says, all this is nice, but it's based on the fact that we're learning out onis from motzi shemra. Gemara says, you can't do that. Motzi shemra is such a novel halacha, because by Motzi Shemra, the man who defamed his wife the morning after, not only does he get malchus, he has to pay. In halacha, we never find that. We never find somebody having to both get lashes and having to pay. We do find it by the Motzi Shemra. You can't make a precedent of a case that is so anomalous. The case of Motzi Shemra is an anomaly. Elalo Yomar. So good. So the Gemara says, fine. So that's not going to be a good approach. Let's try the following. Lo Yomar Lo Si Eli Isha by Motzi Shemra. Fine. Let's say that Lo Si Eli Isha is not mentioned by Motzi Shemra. V'ligmar Mi Ones. We have Lo Si Eli Isha by Ones, the mitzvah of having to marry her. So if there's a mitzvah of Lo Si Eli Isha that exists by the rapist, there for sure should be a mitzvah of Lo Si Eli Isha by the Motzi Shemra. So in other words, based on our, I guess this is the Memetzinu, right, a precedent, we don't need the Torah to tell us by Motzi Shemra, you know, you need to marry her. Well, first of all, you're already married, but you have to stay married to her. We didn't need the Torah to tell us that because we already have a bionis. V'lama namar, imenu enyin la-motzi shemra, teneu enyin la-ones. Imenu enyin la-funav, teneu enyin la-acharav. Fine. And so the Gemara says, so we're going to take the Velosi Elisha. We're going to, it has nothing to teach us regarding Motzi Shemra. We'll cut it out of Motzi Shemra, and we'll have it teach us something regarding the Parsha of Ones. And that is, that if he divorces her, he has to remarry her. So we have a mitzvah saseh after the lo saseh of he violated the law of divorcing her. Motzi Shemra Ma'onis Na'am Lo Gamar. Again, the Gemara says that's very nice, but you're assuming that we can learn out Motzi Shemra from Ones. We can't do that. Deikla Mifrach Malonis Shekena Samaisa. Ones is much harsher. Maybe there's a harsher penalty with Ones because he didn't act. He raped her, right? The bodily harm. So he attacked her. So you can't compare Ones to Motzi Shemra. Elaloyam arlosi alisha by Motzi Shemra. Shari ishtohi. Lama namar. So the Gemara says, okay, so maybe we can argue like this. To say Lo Si Eli Isha by Motzi Shemra, they're married already. Right? The whole idea is they got married, they spent the first night together, and the next morning he's getting up and defamation of character. He's defaming her. But they're married already. So now the Torah says, Lo Si Eli Isha, Lama Nema, Imenu Inyin La Motzi Shemra, Taneu Linyin La Ones, Imenu Inyin La Funav, Taneu Linyin La Acharav. So now we could cut out Lo Si Eli Isha, that's found in Motzi Shemra. We could apply it to the case of Ones, and we could say that if he divorces her, here's this new mitzvah called, right, that Lo Si Eli Isha, you must marry her again. Ve'ema, Imenu Inyin La Funav, Taneu Motzi Shemra, Taneu Linyin La Acharav Didei. The low lucky. The Gemara says, wait a second. Why don't you make that argument by Motzi Shemra? Meaning, don't cut it out and put it by Ones. Cut it out and put it by Motzi Shemra. Meaning, by Motzi Shemra, maybe the Torah is telling us, you're right, they're married. But if he divorces her, he's got to remarry. Ein achinami. Vasi Ones v'gamer minei. So good. So by Motzi Shemra, we now know that there's a mitzvah for him to remarry her if he divorces her. Can we now say the same thing by Ones? Learn it from Motzi Shemra. By my gamer minei. Iba kavachami b'mematzino ikal mifrach. Mala Motzi Shemra shekin lo asa maisa. The Gemara says, how can you learn it from Motzi Shemra? By Motzi Shemra, he didn't do a maisa. So, I did that quickly. I know I did that quickly. But the point is, there's nothing you can't learn from Motzi Shemra to Ones. You can't learn Ones to Motzi Shemra. So now we are back to square one. According to Rav Yochanan, why is it that when this man divorces his Anusa, he raped a woman, the Torah says you marry her. He does so. Then after a couple of months he says, I can't take it anymore. Right? She's driving me crazy. And then he divorces her. And then Basin comes over and taps him on the shoulder and says, Lo yuchal shalcha, kol yamav. You have to remarry her. And the Mishnah in Makos teaches us that he does not get Makos. So Rav Yochanan says, yeah, why not? Why doesn't he get Makos? Oh, because it's a lav ani tak la'asei? No, it's not. Because the asei existed before the los asei. And so this is the question that bothered Rav Yochanan. We made an attempt to find the mitzvah saseh through the psukim. The Gemara says that doesn't work out. So the question still stands on the table. Why does he not get Malkus? He should get Malkus.
Why is the divorce critical?
That's a great question, right? It's right. Called the Amar Rachmana, right? Los Avid, Im Avid, Mahani. Right, the beginning of the Gemara in Temura. Well, when we get to the Temura, you're going to see the Gemara has this very discussion. Torah says to you something. Sometimes don't do it, and you say, "Okay, but I did it." Right? Does it work or does it not work? The reason why it comes up in Temura is because it's a classic example. The Torah says you're not allowed to exchange one carbon for another carbon. You're not allowed to do that. Okay, and you did it, right? Right, and you did it. So the Torah says it's effective. So that lends itself to the discussion of, I know the Torah says I shouldn't have done it, but I did it. So, okay, fine. So
you said that was like also a mamzer marrying.
Right. In other words, the Torah says not to, but it's effective. So here also, the Torah says you shouldn't have done it, shouldn't have divorced her, because you had the instructions to marry her. Okay, but you did it. So now that you did it, you violated a law. Do you get Malkus? So the Mishnah says no, and we're still now stuck on the question of why not? Why don't you get Malkus? Okay, so here we go. Here's the answer. So El Amarava, Kol Yamav Ba'amod VeHachzer, V'chein Ki Asa Rav and Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Yamav Ba'amod VeHachzer. Okay. Explanation. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Elam Rava. Rashi is like right alongside where we are in the Gemara, a line or two below where we are in the Gemara. Rashi writes, Had the Tanya Bone is Machzir Vein Oloka, Taima Mishum, Dal Karchav Lavni Takla Sehu. So the way Rashi understands the answer, it is a Lavni Takla Seh. It's a negative prohibition, followed then by a way to rectify it. The Amakra Koyamav, the Amakra Koyamav, Lahava Lamechtav Ella, The Torah didn't have to say koyamav. The Torah just simply should have said, or could have said, not should have. The Torah could have said, lo yuchal shalcha. Here you go. You raped her, you can't divorce her. Torah could have just stopped right there. My koyamav. What is the Torah trying to get at by saying all the days? Hachikamar. Lo tehe b'shlichuse koyamav, ela yachzirena. Right, don't send her away. Always keep her by you. The al karchach amod v'hachzer kamar, v'hachi kamar. This is now going to be our understanding of the simple pshat in the pasuk. V'losi eli isha, she shouldn't be to another. You have to marry her. Im shalcha, and if you send her away, shelo yeh shluchah l'chol yamav. You can't be forever. You need a little time off. You need a little break. Okay. But you can't send her away forever. Right? We call that divorce. You can't, right? You can't do that. Hare ha'asei achar ha'avaras alav. So the mitzvah asei is followed by the lav. Right, I hope I'm being clear about this. We're basically what we're doing here. Rav is doing this. Rav Yochanan's doing this. It's not me. Is that we're reinterpreting the law in the Torah. We thought the law in the Torah was, now that you married her, it's it. You can't divorce her. No. The law is, you're not allowed to divorce her, kol yamav. Meaning that, and if you do so, bring her back. Bring her back. So the very nature of the law is, don't send her away forever. And if you do, there's a way to rectify it. So by bring right? So now it's a law ha-nitak la-aseh.
Why did
she
marry somebody else?
Right, why did she marry somebody else?
Oh, we'll talk about that. Okay? Good question, we'll talk about that. Okay. Fine. Okay. I'm Rav Yochanan, Kol Yamav Ba'amod V'Hachzer. I'm Rav Papa. The Rava v'halo dami lavei lelav de chasima. Okay, here we go. Now, what we're saying is that this is not prototype. Whenever we have a conversation about getting Malkus because you violate a negative prohibition, what we always look at our prototype. Our prototype is lo sachsor lachsachsom shor b'disho. That when you take your ox and you have it walk over your the threshing floor, don't muzzle the ox. How come that's the prototype? It's not an exciting lav, because it's right next to the parsha in the Torah about giving malchus. So that becomes now the prototype. So the Gemara says over here, now you're telling me this is, by the way, right, this is going on Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says that when you have the aseh coming before the los aseh, you're getting malchus. It's not a lav and itak laaseh. So the Gemara is bothered by the fact that this doesn't follow prototype. Our prototype lav is really simple. It's just a lav. That's all it is. There's no aseh. There's no positive commandment. Torah says you're taking your ox and you're having a walk around. Don't muzzle it. There's no mitzvah aseh. There's no positive commandment. It's just a lav. So over here, Rav Yochanan says, if there's a lav coupled with an aseh, and the aseh comes before the lav, you're going to get malchus. Why? Right? So to this, the Gemara gives a very simple answer. Amalei mishum dekasa be'rachman aseh yisera migra gara. Right? Just because there's an aseh attached to it, that detracts from it? Meaning, okay, you're right. It's not exactly the prototype. But attaching an aseh to it shouldn't make it worse. So the Gemara says, oh wait, hold on a second. Ihachi lav shinitak laaseh nami. Lema mishum dekasa be'rachman aseh yisera migra gara. So the Gemara says, I can make this very same argument if I attach the aseh after the los aseh. Right? Lav anitak laaseh. Here's the argument. Just because I put a little aseh after the los aseh. So now, you shouldn't get malchus? Of course you should get malchus. The aseh that comes afterwards should not take away from the fact that you violate a lav. Amrlay, no. So the answer was ha'u linatuke lavu da'asa. That's different. If there's a lav after the asay, sorry, let me do that again correctly. If there's an asay after the lav, so that asay rectifies, it corrects the lav. So there, you expunge the lav. So you're not going to get malchus over there because you undid the lav that you did. Okay? Or what we've been saying up until now, lav anitak laaseh. You're able to correct it. Okay? And when it's correctable, like the case of, in this case, I guess we'll call it ones, like in the case of Nosar, which we haven't seen yet, and like many of the examples that we're going to be going through over the course of this morning, if it's correctable, so then you don't need malchus because you simply have corrected the negative prohibition that you did. Okay.
Is there a time element? I know so.
Okay, so wait. That's our next discussion. Okay, good. All right. Fine. Now. All right. So we have basically come to the first step of this discussion of lav anitak laaseh. Okay? And it basically goes like this. Okay, the rules now are very simple. If there's a lav in the Torah, where after the lav now there presents a positive commandment to undo the negative prohibition that you did, this is what we call now categorically lav anitak laaseh, and you don't get malchus. Okay? This is what Rav Yochanan taught us. We spent an Amud of Gemara seeing this through the eyes of one example, the eyes of Ones, the rapist. We redefine exactly what the aseh and the los aseh is over there, but that's the concept, that's the principle. Okay, now we get on to the next part of the discussion, which Rabbi Goldstein points out is coming up, and that is, what's the time element? Okay? Let's use the example of the ones. Okay? So a man rapes a woman. Torah's instructions are you have to marry her. Okay? And then you are now bound to keep her. Right? Velosi Eleisha, lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav. You marry her and you can't get rid of her. Okay, fine. So and now we know that every time you divorce her, that's a lav, that's a negative prohibition, but you can correct it by marrying her. Okay. Huh? Right. Right. Now, at what point exactly, it's a lav anitak laaseh, when do the Beis Din look at you and say, buddy, you know it's been 5 years? my friend, right? Now 6 years, right? We're not going to give you lashes because the lav is correctable. But we've noticed now, 6 years later, you're not correcting the lav. Is there any statute of limitation where Beis Din can turn to you and say, the reason why we're not giving you Malkus is because it's correctable, but you, my friend, don't seem to be that interested in correcting it? Is there any statute of limitation? So, okay, I know what you're going to expect me to say now, and I'm going to say it. Machlokas. Subject to a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, when exactly, if there is this idea, this concept of time, is there any time factor involved? Okay, so Hanicha Laman Damar, we're on the bottom of the page, on Tezva Vamadala, Bidlo Velo Bidlo, Elaman Damar Kimo Velo Kimo, Maik Elamemar. Okay, Bidlo Velo Bidlo goes like this. Okay, there is a brisa which we have not yet seen. It's coming up on Amud Beis, and we will see it this morning. Yes, we will. Okay? And the Braisa is somewhat choppy, needs to be corrected, and one way of correcting it is by saying bidlo velo bidlo, which means the words themselves right now don't mean anything to us. Well, that's fine. Don't worry about that. The concept of bidlo velo bidlo means the following. When is it correctable? Whenever you're still able to correct it. Okay? That's bidlu velo bidlu. Meaning that if you put yourself in a situation where it's no longer correctable, then you're going to get malchus. But as long as it's out there, as long as you can undo the damage that you've done, the law that you violated, you're fine. You're going to be excused from malchus. So 6 years later, if you subscribe to bidlo velo bidlo, 6 years later, Beis Din taps you on the shoulder and says, buddy, you divorced her and you know you shouldn't have and you violated a law, and now we'd like to give you malchus, but... So he'll say, okay, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I'm going to get around to it. Huh? Oh, well, we're fine. Again, we're just focused on Malkus. Malkus is our...
Is she allowed to get married this time?
Well, if she does, then she's removing his ability.
Right. So she's that's... allowed to. It's not like a...
Right. Yes.
It's not like an situation.
That's correct. If, however, he can somehow, we'll talk about this later this morning, if he can somehow eliminate the possibility of him marrying her, okay... Right now, just we're talking in theory. If he can eliminate that possibility, then he's going to get malchus. Right? Oh, that's a good example. All right, that's a very good example.
He can't. While he's alive, she can't.
You can't marry his
sister. Marrying his sister? No, no. Eddie's right. Eddie's right. No, you can't. You can't. No, no, no. Only after death. Only after death. No, you can't. You can't do that. No. Okay.
But if he did, still.
All right, but let's. Okay. Okay. That's if you. That's bidlu velo bidlu. Then there's another opinion, which is kimu velo kimu. Now, kimu velo kimu means either you fulfill the mitzvah or you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Now, it seems to be the simple pshat of kimu velo kimu is your first opportunity to undo that which you did, and you miss that opportunity, Beis Din looks at you and says, come over here. Right? You had a chance to rectify it. Right? Yet we gave you enough time to do so, whatever they feel is fair, right? However long it takes to remarry her, a day, 2 days, come over here, you didn't do it, you're going to get malchus. So those are two approaches, two totally separate approaches, if and when you're going to get malchus for violating a lav hanitak lase. So, let's see this now inside. Hanich laman damar bilo velo bilo laman damar kimo velo kimo maikel amemar. So the Gemara says, what if you subscribe to the kimo velo kimo velo kimo? So over here, what can you say? Meaning all this was a way to try to explain the case of Ones. But in the case of Ones, if you subscribe to kimo velo kimo, 2 days after he divorces her, and he still is reluctant, and he says, I'll marry her when I'm good and ready. Beis Din will say, no, you had a chance, you didn't, we're going to give you lashes. How are you going to explain now the case of the ma'anes, the man who rapes a woman? So the Gemara says, and keep this in mind, me do time out, we're on the top of the next amud, El Rav Yochanan, Damalei Rav Yochanan, Latana, Tani Bitlu Chayav, Velo Bitlu Pater. Yeah, but remember, this is all a discussion of Rav Yochanan. From the very beginning of this morning, we were discussing within Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan happens to subscribe to Bitlu Velo Bitlu. So it works. It works. So that means now that we have the man who rapes a woman and he divorces her, he violated a law. The Mishnah says he doesn't get Malkus. What about a week later? Yeah, Rav Yochanan subscribes to Bitlu Velo Bitlu. As long as there's an opportunity for him to marry her, right? He's being difficult, but as long as there's an opportunity for him to marry her, he will not get Malkus. Plain and simple. Okay. So it works out. And now, now that the Gemara just basically answered, now we're going to go back. We're going forward in the Gemara, but now we're going to go back and we're going to explain. What are we talking? Bitlu velo bitlu, kima velo kima. Where do these words come from?
But as long as the potential exists, they can't enforce it. It's like an aguna situation.
It's not aguna because, again, we're just talking about makas. Is it unfair for her? Absolutely. But right now, our focus in this discussion is makas related.
But they could wait outside this guy's business and probably him along and protest and make him pressure, right? It's the same.
Right, and we could also mail him whips and send him messages. But as long as there's an opportunity, he's not going to get Malkus. Correct.
This is
Malkus. We're learning Malkus right now. Right now, we're just focused on the aspect of Malkus. Okay. Didn't Tana come to Rav Yochanan call mitzvahs lo sase? So here we go. Now we're going to see the brisa, and the brisa starts with the word call. Call mitzvahs lo sase sheish b'kamase. Kayam asei sheba pater, bitel asei sheba chayev. If you are mekayam the asei, you're good, no makas. If you're mevatel, if you nullify the asei, you're going to be chayev. So Amaleis Rav Yochanan says, whoa, slow down. My kamar, kiyam pater lo kiyam chayev, bitel chayev lo bitel pater. Right, you're skating in two different arenas. Either it's a function of either fulfilling or not fulfilling, or it's a function of you are eligible or you're ineligible. But it's not the same. So Rav Yochanan says to the person who said the brisa in front of him, correct the brisa. Tani, bitlu, velo bitlu. What I want the brisa to read is that if you are eligible to do the mitzvah saseh, you're not going to get Malkus. Once you make yourself ineligible, then you're going to get Malkus. That is Rav Yochanan's correction of the Braisa. Reish Lakish disagrees. Rav Shimon ben Lakish amar kimu velo kimu. Reish Lakish says that no, the Braisa is if you did the assay afterwards, you're off the hook. But if you delay, he doesn't give a time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Basin will determine what's fair. But if you delay in doing the mitzvahs asay, you're going to get Malkus. That's lo kimu. If you're in Mekayim, you're going to get Malkus. B'mayka miflegi. Now, here's a little bit of a tricky part for this morning. The Gemara wants to now understand this machlokus even a little bit better. The machlokus between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. When you do not do the mitzvah saseh that follow the law, you're going to get Malkus. According to Rav Yochanan, when you become ineligible. According to Reish Lakish, immediately. Right? The moment you show that you're not going to be doing it. Right? What is this machlokus based on? So here it's going to get a little tricky. By my kamiflegi, by asra safik kamiflegi. Mar savar asra safik shma asra. Omar savar asra safik lo shma hasra'a. Okay? I will explain the Gemara over here according to Rashi. Rashi is not universally accepted. Okay, but for now, Rashi will work. Rashi's approach is our short version of this morning's daf. Rashi says that Rav Yochanan subscribes to the idea of Hasra Safek being Hasra. When you warn somebody, right? You're not sure if the warning is necessary. You're not sure if he's actually violating a lav, right? Look at it from this standpoint. He divorced his wife. Torah says you're not allowed to divorce her. In this particular case, because he raped her. Torah says you're not allowed to divorce her. He divorced her. Okay. According to Rav Yochanan, Hasra Safek is still Hasra. You warned? Now, remember, the only time he's going to get Malkus is once he makes himself ineligible. Right now he's eligible. Tomorrow he's eligible. A week from now he's eligible. The time may never even come when he's ineligible. But right now I say to him, you know, my friend, you divorced her. The Torah says you shouldn't have done that. And the Torah says now you have to marry her. Right? And he looks at you and he gives you a hard time. He makes it difficult. But all that's fine and good. Was the warning that you issued valid or not valid? The way Rashi understands the Gemara over here, Rav Yochanan subscribes to the view, it's valid. Even though when issued, it's a suffix. You don't even know if he's Chayav Malkus. Okay. That's Rav Yochanan. Reish Lakish is of the opinion, Hasra Safek, Lo Shmei Hasra. And so that means that according to Reish Lakish, he obviously can't subscribe to this idea of eligibility. Because when you issue the warning, you need to know when you issued the warning. Is he violating a law? Or is he not violating a law? So that's why Reish Lakish also subscribes to the view of Kimu Velo Kimu. Because a day after he divorces her, now you could look at him and say, you had a day to remarry her? You didn't remarry her? Okay. Now you're in violation of a law. Right? Even though it was a law in Itak Lase, you had ample time to take care of it. You didn't take care of it. Hasra Safik, according to Reish Lakish, is not Hasra. When you warn, you must know that he's in right now, he's in violation of the law.
So what if you warned before he did the divorce? What if you warned him before he was...
But he didn't violate the law yet. The warning has to come after he violated the law.
According to Reish Lakish, if the court went ahead and did Malkus on this guy, right?
Yeah.
So you're in Theranai Lashik.
Right.
The next day he still hasn't done it. Do they do it again and again every day?
Right. Right, right. At what, right? I don't know. A great question. I don't know. Okay. The Itmar, and now the Gemara just fleshes this point out. We learned in a Gemara Shavuos, we'll get to it pretty soon actually. The Itmar, Shavuos Ocha Kikazah Yom, Vavah Yom V'lo Achla. If a person made a Shavuah, I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today. Right? I hate leftovers. I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today. Right? I know it's Sunday, but I just can't stand it. So I make a shvu that I'm going to do so. V'lo achla. And the whole day comes and goes and you didn't eat it. Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Amar Tavayu, Eino Loke. So both Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish agree you don't get Malkus. Why not? Why don't you get Malkus? So Rav Yochanan Amar Eino Loke. So Rav Yochanan says, well, it's a negative prohibition, but done through inactivity. You don't get Malkus for inactivity, right? Basic rule in Malkus, it's a lav shein b'maisa. Reish Lakish omer eino loke mishum dehavi hasrat safek v'chol hasrat safek lo shma hasra. And Reish Lakish will say there's another fundamental problem. The problem is, when you issued a warning, right? You know, you swore you were going to eat that piece of bread. So he looks at you and says, right now, I'm not doing anything wrong. I will eat this piece of bread. I have the whole day to do so. So when issued the warning, I'm right now, may violate the law, may not violate the law. That's called Hasrat Safek. That when the warning was issued, we don't even know if the law exists or if the law doesn't exist. So Reish Lakish says, it's Hasrat Safek. So here you see clearly that Reish Lakish maintains that Hasrat Safek is not Hasra. Rav Yochanan didn't offer this, so it must be Rav Yochanan argues on this very point, and he holds that Hasrat Safek is Hasra. Rav Yochanan, in the case of the loaf of bread, agrees in the halacha, but for a different reason. It's a lav she'en bo maisa. Okay.
Made the shvuah in presence of others?
Yeah. Yeah.
Before or after? I mean, does it start don't make a shvuah or He made a shvuah and then he was given
the... No, he's given the he made the shvuah and then people say to him, you know, if you don't eat the loaf of bread, you're violating your shvuah. Okay. V'tar v'alibad Rav Yehuda d'tanya v'losom sir mimenu ad boker v'nosom mimenu ad boker ba'esh tisrofu. Right? Here's another example of a lav v'nitak la'aseh. You're not allowed to leave over any of the carbon Pesach, or for that matter, any carbon, right, until the next morning. Right, that is so. There's a prohibition, a negative prohibition of not leaving over nosar. And if you do, then you got to burn it. Okay, and Rav Yehuda says you're not going to get malchus. Why not? So here we go again. Same achlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan daik hachi time in the ba'akas of halo ba'akas of lokal masra sefik shema hasra. So Rav Yochanan says, I know why you don't going to get malchus. Sorry. If the Torah didn't give you this aspect of burning it, it's a lav. It's a negative prohibition. Wait a second. Every time you get warned, did you violate the lav yet? Not yet. Right? The Torah says you're not allowed to leave nosar. Well, okay. We haven't hit the expiration yet. You don't know whether I am or I'm not. Rav Yochanan says it's still hasra, it's still considered a warning. And Reish Lakish will say no. The reason why you're not going to get malchus has nothing to do with the warning. The problem is not the hasra. The problem is it's a lav shem b'maisa. Okay, v'shem b'malakish nami havada hasra safeku savla ki idach tana d'Rav Yehuda d'tanya. The Gemara says that Reish Lakish subscribes to another position in Rav Yehuda that shows you that hasra safek is not going to be good. We learned in the following. Today is Father's Day, correct? Yes. Okay. No better day. Yeah. Right. All right. So it's a celebratory in my house. There's no better day of the Daf Yomi could not have worked out any better that we're going to be learning this braisa on Father's Day. Let's say you have two candidates for who your father is, right? You okay? I will resist successfully making any type of joke on this. But let's say there are two candidates for who your father is, right? Rashi brings down a simple example would be: let's say the woman's supposed to wait between divorcing one man and remarrying another. Let's say the woman did not wait the requisite time. 3 months is the amount of time she's supposed to wait between divorcing one man and remarrying another. Let's say she didn't wait. And she got married 2 months later to another guy. And she had a child 7 months later. Okay, and now we don't know. And obviously nowadays we could do DNA testing and it'd be a lot nicer, neater, and okay, good. But we don't know who dad is. So on Father's Day, obviously, you'd have to you'd make two cards, right? And on the top of the card you inscribe, if in fact you are my father, I wish right, I wish you a very happy Father's Day. on the other card you write, I'd really wish that you were my father and hoping that you're my father, and if in fact it's true, I wish you a happy Father's Day. And the Braisa doesn't talk about the cards and Father's Day. The Braisa talks about hitting the man, right? Because the Braisa is interested in halacha, and the Braisa is not interested in cards and niceties. The hika zeh v'chazeh v'hika zeh, kilo zeh v'chazeh v'kilo zeh, hika shneim v'vas achas, o kilo shneim v'vas achas, chayev. According to the Tanna Kamma, let's say you line them up, okay? And you say to the witnesses, watch this. And you hit one, and then you hit the other. Okay, now, when you hit, right, dad number one. possible dad number one. And the witnesses warn you, oh, don't do that. Right, the Torah says, make aviv imo mos yumas. Right, but you look at the witnesses and you say, yeah, but you and I don't know if he's for sure dad. He's possibly dad. And then you go to number two, and you hit him, and you go through the same. You go through the same story, and the witnesses look at you and say, "Wait a second, right?" And you say, "Okay, but you and I don't know if that's dad." Okay, so every time the issue was warning, it's hasra safek. Okay, the Tanakhama's fine with that. Tana Kama's fine with that. And yet along comes Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda Omer, Bevas Achaz Chayav, Bezachar Zeh Pater. And Rav Yehuda will say, if you hit them at the both at the same time, so you're going to get dead. Right? You're going to hit dead. So when issued a warning, so granted that one person you hit extraneously, okay, but the warning is correct. Don't hit them because one of them is dead. Okay, and now you were warned. You're about to hit dead. So if it's bevas achas, you're going to be chayv. If it's zechazah, you're going to be pater. So let's just go a little bit further for this morning. Rav Yochanan.
If he hits one after the other, he's still dead.
The warning, the problem is the warning. It's a technical issue. The issue is the issue of
warnings for each one.
Separate warning for each one, but each warning comes out as a suffix. And Rav Yehuda does not believe that a warning issued in doubt is a warning. So it's a very technical issue. It's a loophole, if you will.
For each one, you can say this is definitely...
Correct.
At the same time.
Correct. At the same time, however, you could say you're about to hit dad and another guy, but you're about to hit dad.
You say something to rise to the form right here?
No, but the problem is the hasra. It's a warning. So Rav Yochanan Ami Avad Elav Shem B'Maisa. So, okay, good. Let's just do a little bit more for this morning. Rav Yochanan also subscribes to Lav Shem B'Maisa, who Sevelak Yadam Rav Idi Bar Rav Nam Rav Amra Nam Rav Yitzchak Am Rav Yochanan Rav Yehuda Amr Mishum Rav Yosef Glili Kolosa Seisha B'Torah Lav Sheish B'Maisa Lokan Alav Lav Shein B'Maisa Ain Lokan Alav Chutz, with only three exceptions, Anishba Omer Rav Amikalo. Three exceptions in the Torah where even though there are inactivities, you're going to get Malkus, making a Shvua, Tamura, and being Mikal and cursing, Mikal is Chaver B'Shem. Okay. Kashi to Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Rabbi Yehuda. So, Ila Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Trey Tanai, Liba to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Reish Lakish, two versions of what Rabbi Yehuda said. Ila Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Kashi, Hadideh, Hadarabeh. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, not a problem, because one time Rabbi Yochanan was espousing his own view, and the other time he was espousing the view of his Rebbe. Okay, good. All right. That was a lot today. Please go over it today because really it's just a lot of concepts. Hasra, hasra, safek, bito velo bito, kiyem velo kiyem, the basic idea of lav ani tak la'aseh. Okay, a lot of basic concepts that comes up through today's Gemara. This coming Monday night, right, the 28th of June. Oh, we.